tweet at TodaySOR.
Well, I don't think there's anybody that doesn't want to get away now and again while keeping ourselves informed about what's going on, but just to get away from the anxiety and all of the bad and depressing news in relation to the effects of COVID-19 on us all. So what better way to do it than focusing on maybe what we can watch or what we can read and what we can experience in our own homes, particularly over this weekend as we cocoon and as we're asked to stay at home and not travel. I'm joined now by Aoife Barry, Assistant News Editor of the journal.ie, and Brian Redden, producer and director, to take us through some of what we might look at on television over the weekend or what we might read. Good morning to you both. Sorry you're not here in front of us as you usually are. Brian, I'll start with you. Everybody is talking about this Netflix series called The Tiger King, and it's one of the highlights in recent weeks. Let's have a little taster before we chat about it.
Okay. They have a heart and a soul and a mind. I've learned from them.
But Carol Baskin keeps saying, I can't have these tigers.
If he ever had an enemy in his life, it was Carol Baskin.
Hey, all you cool cats and kittens, it's Carol at Big Cat Rescue.
Carol is the Mother Teresa of cats.
We will end the private possession of these cats.
This is my way of living, and nobody's going to tell me any otherwise.
Carol has... I remember him from a Louis Theroux program a few years ago, but now Netflix has really projected this man all over the world. Will you tell us what it's all about? Does it sound? Is it as bonkers as it sounds?
No, it's worse. It's multiply the bonkers you think it is by about 10, and you're not even close to how bonkers the whole thing is. Like you, I first came across this character who's called Joe Exotic when I first saw him on the Louis Theroux. Louis Theroux did this documentary about guys in America who keep big cats in zoos, which apparently is more common than you'd imagine. And Joe Exotic is from Oklahoma. As you heard him there, he's a gun-toting, mullet-wearing gay redneck who owns a zoo, keeps big tigers and lions and all sorts of big cats there. And the woman called Carol Baskin, who owns a similar zoo, is trying to close him down because of animal cruelty. And he, in return, is trying to have her killed. And this documentary series is just... it is mind-blowingly good. It is so. It shouldn't work on any level. Why anyone would care about a big cat owner from Oklahoma doesn't make any sense whatsoever. But the characters are so nutty and crazy and so out there. Everybody from the guys who work for Joe Exotic, people lose their limbs to the tigers and continue to work there. There's guys he hires as hitmen who can't, you know, I'm amazed they can even fire a rifle, let alone try and assassinate someone. They're all pretty dumb. They're all pretty insane. And the access they got, the guy came along to make a documentary on him, making a standard documentary about big cat owners, and suddenly realized that Joe Exotic was kind of off the scale. At one point, he runs for the president of the United States of America, and then he runs for governor of Oklahoma. And the cameras followed him every step of the way. Every moment is filmed. It's filmed even by hidden cameras or by straight off documentary style.
And you really get to know these characters. How many episodes are in it?
There's 7 episodes of it, and it's the number one streaming series on Netflix at the moment worldwide. But if you haven't seen it, and I don't think there's that many people who haven't yet, watch it.
Okay, and without giving the too much of the plot away, it actually was the subject of a question to the President, Donald Trump, at a White House COVID-19 press conference earlier this week, somewhat controversially.
It was. He's going to review the case, apparently. So without giving it away, but he's looking into what happened. In the outcome of that series, Donald Trump is now going to look into it.
Okay, The Tiger King on Netflix. Aoife, your Netflix pick, something completely different, starring our own Aisling Bea. It's called Love Wedding. Tell us about it. Love Wedding Repeat.
Yeah. Love Wedding Repeat, yeah, it literally couldn't be further from Tiger King. So if you're like me and you find the thought of Tiger King just slightly scary, Love Wedding Repeat is something that's, it's kind of going to soothe your brain a little bit. So if you're a fan of the like Four Weddings and a Funeral era of British comedy, where you really like Hugh Grant being kind of foppish and a little bit confused and running around the place trying to do things and falling in love with people, this looks like the film for you. So Sam Claflin plays a guy called Jack, who looks very similar to how Hugh Grant used to look back in the 90s. He plays a guy
guy whose sister is getting married, and meanwhile he's trying to put out a load of fires because of course everything is kind of going wrong during this big fancy wedding. And it does star our own Aisling Bea. If you watch the trailer, you'll see how she's just really funny and very quirky in it. It's got some really, really great guests in it. It's based on a French movie which is called Plan de Table, which came out in 2012. And it, not only is it an interesting, you know, kind of light rom-com, but what's interesting about it too is that it has that sliding doors or blind chance element to it, where it actually has three potential endings. So you get to a certain point and then it goes right back to the start. So that, you know, kind of helps mark it out from the other rom-coms that you might want to watch. So if you do want something a little bit more escapist, and they're also in a lovely big big house and it's lovely and sunny, so you can pretend you're on your holidays watching it too. And sure, we all need a bit of escapism like that at the moment.
Before we move on to the weekend and what's on terrestrial TV, very, very briefly, I just finished, may I say, endured Bloodline. Have any of you watched it? What did you make of it? Brian?
No.
I watched the first, I got through the first two seasons of it. I have to say I really enjoyed it. I thought it was really good now, but I didn't continue with it.
I just finished season three.
It got very convoluted and very complex.
It did, and that theme certainly continued in the third. Now, we're going to move on to, as they say, the small screen, although most people have big screens now at home. It's RTE, and it's quite simply one of the greats in the history of cinema. Bogart, Bergman, Paul Henreid, and the delightful Claude Rains. Here's a bit from the end of Casablanca. Listen closely as the strings quote the theme song as times go by.
9 chances out of 10 we'd both wind up at a concentration camp. Isn't that true, Louis?
I'm afraid, Major Strasser, I would insist.
You're saying this only to make me go.
I'm saying it because it's true. Inside of us, we both know you belong with Victor. You're part of his work, the thing that keeps him going. If that plane leaves the ground and you're not with him, you'll regret it. Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon and for the rest of your life.
What about us?
We'll always have Paris.
Such a lovely warm feeling to that. Brian, it's one of many classics in RTE over the weekend.
It is. I mean, and that's one of the most quotable films of all time. There's been a lot of talk online and on Twitter and everywhere, people asking RTE to put on classic movies because you don't get a chance to see them that much these days. And with everyone locked in their house and we're all watching the same old rubbish, and people want to hark back to the classics. And RTE have heeded that call. And brilliantly, I have to say, and they've scheduled on a rake of absolutely superb movies. So over the Easter weekend, on Easter Sunday, you have Casablanca, which you just heard there, and Easter Parade, the great Judy Garland musical. So you couldn't have two better movies on an Easter Sunday. On Easter Monday, they have Calamity Jane, which is another great musical with Doris Day. And over the coming weeks, they've scheduled in a number of Kirk Douglas movies. We just lost Kirk at, 102 years of age there a couple of weeks ago. So they're showing Spartacus. And then we have a couple of Hitchcock movies. North by Northwest is on. Dr. Zhivago is on. Some great westerns, including The Magnificent Seven. So they've scheduled in a lot of really great classic movies from the 50s and 60s, starting from Easter Sunday and running for the next couple of weeks. So they're all well worth watching.
Okay, Aoife, back to online. And a mother brings her son to be shot. Tell us more about that.
Yeah, so even though I gave you a very light pick, the last one from Netflix, this is obviously quite different. It's an Irish-made documentary. It's made by Sinead O'Shea. She spent 5 years making it. She went to the Creggan in Derry, which is an estate that many people will know. And it's a very interesting estate in terms of the impact of the Troubles on it and the kind of smaller micro-communities that are there within it. And she heard the story of a woman called Magella O'Donnell who took her teenage son, Philly, to be shot in both legs. Now, this wasn't an unusual thing to actually happen in the area. And Sinead tells a story of why this happened, and she meets a family who are a lovely, warm, welcoming family who've gone through very tough things. So it explores what's going on there, explores their kind of beliefs, their political beliefs and otherwise, and the impact of the Troubles as well on the Creggan area. It was filmed before the tragic death of Lyra McKee as well, it must be noted. Came out in 2017. Mm-hmm. So you can get this on Vimeo on demand. So if you go to Vimeo, it's an M not a D, vimeo.com/on demand/ A Mother Brings, you can stream this Irish documentary for $2.99, and 30% of the money goes to a charity as well that's named on the site there. So it's a really great opportunity to see this. It's such a well-made documentary.
Yeah, just harping back to Tiger King, Patricia and Dunleary's texted to say, Tiger King is horrendous, abusive of both people, most of them vulnerable or disturbed in some way, and animals. Be careful is what she advises. Now, if we don't like
more, and it's brilliant.
Yeah, car crashes. That was the phrase that comes to mind in that regard. Brian, some of us don't like watching TV. Some of us don't have TVs at home. We like to read as well. So for those of us that are bookworms, what can we dip into this weekend that you would recommend?
Okay, so I've just finished reading Woody Allen's autobiography, Apropos of Nothing. And now I know Woody has become a very polarizing character, but I grew up watching his movies, his early comedies, and then his later films, which weren't as funny, but were equally brilliant. And I've always loved him as a filmmaker. He's never written an autobiography before. He's written loads of books of short stories, all of which I've read, all of which I've loved. But when this book, of course, came out, it was quite controversial because the original publisher dropped it because Ronan Farrow, his son with Mia Farrow, was on the same publishers, and then he made a big deal about it and said that he would quit the publishers if they brought out Woody's book. Eventually, it found a distributor. And I have to say, whatever you think about Woody Allen, whatever you think about his personal life, as a filmmaker, you know, he's unparalleled and he's absolutely hilarious. And this book, Apropos of Nothing, is very well written.
Right.
It takes him from his early days growing up in Brooklyn through his early stand-up comedy. I mean, you forget how many movies this guy's made. He's made a movie a year, more or less, for his entire career, and began in the early days working for Sid Caesar and Neil Simon as a gag writer. It's a really good read and well worth getting, if you can get it.
If you can, that's the point I was going to make. If you can actually get it, and it is going to be difficult for people that like reading to actually, they can buy online, of course. I'm sure that...
Yeah, there's a Kindle version of it. I wasn't mad about the Kindle. I don't have a Kindle. I don't read them on Kindle. Amazon have it on Kindle, but I managed to get a hardback copy of it from the UK. It took about 3 weeks, but I got it.
Okay, Aoife, finally to you and very briefly, there's a bit of ingenuity going on online as well, particularly in relation to Google. You can actually go on a museum tour.
Yeah, you can. If you go to the website artsandculture.google.com, you'll find they've partnered up with a load of galleries. You can not only go and visit different galleries like the Louvre and the Musée d'Orsay in France, but you can also have a look really up close at some of the iconic artworks like Van Gogh's Starry Night. You can see like the brush strokes that the artists placed on their work. So it's about 500 museums and galleries worldwide have their work available on artsandculture.google.com. So it's a really nice chance to, you know, while the galleries are closed, to still absorb some art. And while you're at it too, if you head to YouTube, you can see some live Radiohead gigs as well. They've started putting them on YouTube, so that's another one that I would definitely recommend.
All right, listen, great to talk to you all, as always, both of you, and a bit of a light respite away from, as I said, these dark times that we live in. Brian Redden, producer and director, and Aoife Barry, assistant news editor at thejournal.ie, our regular entertainment slot contributors. Thank you and have a great bank holiday weekend.